Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Farming, logging, and development affect climate. NASA study finds human-caused land cover changes key. Cutting trees, building cities, and growing crops have profound effects on the climate in addition to human activities that release greenhouse gases, a new NASA study reports. Land surface disturbances influence everything from temperature, precipitation, atmospheric circulation, and how much solar heat bounces off the planet. Concentrated development, in particular in North America, Europe, and Southeast Asia, disperses enough heat into the atmosphere to rival the effect of all greenhouse gas emissions combined, according to atmospheric scientists. Our work suggests that the impacts of human-caused land cover changes on climate are at least as important, and quite possibly more important, than those of carbon dioxide, said Roger Pilkey, senior of Colorado State University at Fort Collins. Carbon dioxide is the primary culprit among numerous heat-trapping gases caused by human activity thought to contribute to global warming. Through land cover changes over the last 300 years, we may have already altered the climate more than would occur associated with the effective doubling of carbon dioxide, Pilkey said in a statement. If current trends continue, carbon dioxide concentrations in the atmosphere will double within 50 years. Scientists predict that the added greenhouse gases could push the global temperature up several degrees by the end of this century, causing major changes in regional weather patterns. Pilkey and colleagues who conducted the studies say the type of land surface affects how it redistributes solar energy into the atmosphere. For instance, if farmers replace forests with crops, less water evaporates from leaves, which contributes to hotter temperatures in that area, they said. And in places with dwindling snow or ice cover, whether because of retreating glaciers or reforestation, the land reflects less sunlight and absorbs more heat, leading to hotter temperatures. The net effects are complex and sometimes seem contradictory. For example, compared with non-irrigated land, more water evaporates from irrigated fields, which cools and moistens the nearby air. Yet on a larger scale, atmospheric water vapor contributes greatly to greenhouse gas warming. The scientists propose a new method to predict climate change, which factors in how different kinds of landforms absorb, reflect, or distribute heat. And we thank Richard Stenger of CNN for that story. Canada to create 10 enormous new national parks. Canada announced recently that it plans to create 10 huge new national parks and 5 marine conservation areas over the next 5 years to protect unique landscapes and animals in the world's second largest country. The total area covered by the 10 new parks would be around 39,000 square miles, almost doubling the area occupied by the existing 39 national parks. Canadian Heritage Minister Sheila Copp said the announcement was the most ambitious plan to expand the national park system since the first park was established in Banff in 1885. National parks are in our hearts. They are important to our identity as Canadians. With this far-reaching plan, we are fulfilling a Canadian dream, said Copp. Sites for 7 of the new parks have been identified. The Gulf Islands in the western province of British Columbia, one of Canada's most biologically diverse and endangered natural regions, an area in the vast Arctic territory of Nunavut, home to polar bears, caribou, peregrine falcons, and muskoxen, the Torngat Mountains in the remote Atlantic region of Labrador, an area known for its mountains, fjords, polar bears, and caribou, the Mealy Mountains of Labrador, which feature upland bogs, boreal forests, and wild rivers, the lowland forests in the Prairie Province of Manitoba, home to the longest sand spit in the country, as well as a rare bat caves and freshwater marshes, Bathurst Island in Nunavut, which is a major calving ground for the Peary caribou, the east arm of Great Slave Lake in the Northwest Territories, featuring spectacular cliffs and populations of moose, bear, and wolf. Parks Canada is still identifying sites for the 3 remaining parks. And we thank David Lundgren of Reuters for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, in the-